everyone. Thank you for joining us today at the Mormon Channel. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about living life with no regrets. And so I wanted to start out with a quote from President Thomas S. Monson from General Conference, October 2012. And this is what he says. During the 1940s and 1950s, an American prison warden, Clinton Duffy, was well known for his efforts to rehabilitate the men in his prison. Said one critic, "You should know that leopards don't change their spots." Replied Warden Duffy, "You should know I don't work with leopards. I work with men, and men change every day." I like that quote because I think it shows a lot of optimism that people really can change. And I remember when I served as a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and we would see lives change all the time. People with a smoking habit that said they would never change, all of a sudden one day decide that they can quit and they can change. And it happens all the time. And so I think it's important that we believe that others can change and also that we ourselves can change and become better. One Facebook post I saw recently said, "I always wonder why birds stay in the same place when they can fly anywhere on earth. Then I ask myself the same question." And that's by Haroon Yahya. And I really like that question because birds can go anywhere. They can do anything, but so can human beings. We can become, we can do whatever we set our minds to. And that's an exciting commentary on the power of the human spirit. And of course, combined with God's will and what he has planned for us, that the possibilities really are endless. To go along with that idea, I was reading an article from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, and it's called Of Regrets and Resolutions, and it's from General Conference, October 2012. And he tells a story about a nurse who often asks her terminally ill patients if they have any regrets as they're getting ready to depart from this life. And there were three things that patients said that they regret. And he says in that article that the most universal regret dying patients expressed was that they wished they had spent more time with the people they love. Men in particular sang this universal lament. They deeply regretted spending so much of their lives on the daily treadmill of work. Many had lost out on choice memories that come from spending time with family and friends. They missed developing a deep connection with those who meant the most to them. And then he continues to say, "Isn't it true that we often get so busy? And sad to say, we even wear our busyness as a badge of honor, as though being busy by itself was an accomplishment or sign of a superior life." And then he asks this poignant question, "Is it?" He continues to say, "I think of our Lord and exemplar, Jesus Christ, and his short life among the people of Galilee and Jerusalem. I have tried to imagine him bustling between meetings or multitasking to get a list of urgent things accomplished. I can't see it. Instead, I see the compassionate and caring Son of God purposefully living each day. When he interacted with those around him, they felt important and loved. He knew the infinite value of the people he met. He blessed them, ministered to them. He lifted them up, healed them. He gave them the precious gift of his time." He goes on to talk about the second regret that people have as they're getting ready to pass from this life to the next. And the second regret is, "I wish I had lived up to my potential." And President Uchtdorf says, "I am not speaking here of climbing the ladder of success in our various professions. Rather, I am speaking of becoming the person God, our Heavenly Father, intended us to be." He says, "The more we devote ourselves to the pursuit of holiness and happiness, the less likely we will be on a path to regrets. The more we rely on the Savior's grace, the more likely we will feel that we are on the track our Father in heaven has intended for us." Item number three that people who are getting ready to pass away said that they regretted, "I wish I had let myself be happier." Now, that's kind of an interesting one. And this is what he says about it. "So often we get caught up in the illusion that there is something just beyond our reach that would bring us happiness, a better family situation, a better financial situation, or the end of a challenging trial. The older we get, the more we look back and realize that external circumstances don't really matter or determine our happiness. We do matter. We determine our happiness. You and I are ultimately in charge of our own happiness," he says. And I have thought a lot about that this week, and I've tried to take that advice to heart and find the joy and the happiness in each day. And this is what he says that we should resolve to do. Number one, resolve to spend more time with those we love. Number two, resolve to strive more earnestly to become the person God wants us to be. And number 3, resolve to find happiness regardless of our circumstances. I wanted to share a personal story about where that kind of happened in my life, and yet I didn't really realize it at the time. Several years ago, my father came down with lung cancer, and it ended up spreading to his brain. And I remember at the time that things were really busy at work, and I lived in a different state from my father, so I was doing a lot long distance. And at this particular time at work, we had flown in guests from all around the world that were there to visit. And my dad was preparing for his first appointment for the brain radiation treatment, and I wanted to be there, but I knew it was a horrible time to leave at work. But one day, I was talking to one of his nurses on the phone, and she all of a sudden opened up and started confiding in me and said that her father had been through a similar situation with cancer and had passed away. And she said, "If I would have known that he would not be alive much longer, I would have become involved in the process earlier." Her words hit me like a ton of bricks, and I felt like it was our Father in heaven speaking through this woman directly to me. So I decided to approach my boss and ask if I could leave from work in the middle of this huge conference with all these international guests in town. And he's such a good man. The wonderful thing is he let me go. So I left and I jumped on a plane to be at my father's first brain radiation treatment for cancer. And that nurse's words proved to be prophetic in my life as well. Within a few short months, my father had passed away. I was so grateful that I left work and the daily grind and took the time, which seemed so impossible at that moment, but that I took the time to leave and be with him, and it was worth every minute that I had to spend with him. It's my prayer for us all today that we can live each day as if it was our last and find the joy and the good in each moment with our family and friends and those that love us. Thank you for joining the Mormon Channel Daily Show today. It's a pleasure to have you here. And though I can't see you, I do receive your emails, and I know you're out there listening. Feel free to email me your suggestions or comments or your stories that you'd like me to share. MormonChannelDaily@LDSChurch.org is my email address, and that will come straight to me. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I'd like to leave you with is called "If I Only Had Today," featuring Hillary Weeks. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.
It seems like I've watched a million sunsets and stared at a thousand full moons. Sometimes it feels like I've been here forever, and sometimes it all feels brand new. I could never count the heartbeats from the day I was born until now, but not a single one goes unnoticed by him who breathes life in me somehow. But if there were no more tomorrows, if I knew that I could not stay, I know how I'd spend every minute if I only had today. I'd hold you and listen, and I'd let the dishes sit in the sink. Tell you I loved you over and over, and for once I'd just let the phone ring, then I'd remind you of forever and how our love would never change. If I only had today. As you quietly sleep, I pray for time to move slowly.